Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
We've got a debut from OC artist City of Neon.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Good morning,
just
Scrabble.
Pick one.
I've picked a microphone and this is it. Morning, Scrabblearians. We're going to do stuff today and probably say some words. And the delicious Linda Halligan will be here to count down. And I'll refer to women as delicious in a mildly sexist and yet charming way. Today, we'll look at the films in the Golden Globes. Morning, Tyler. Have you got something you'd like to mention?
Hi, Jason Fetty.
Yes,
I'm excited about this artist coming in after 9 a.m. His name's Jake London. He goes by City of Neon. And at the Wayfair tomorrow is an, kind of a debut show. And we're going to hear two songs never before released this morning on our show, which is cool.
That is cool. He's, there's Americana sort of folky country kind of vibe to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you listened.
I did. Did a little research into the lad. Yeah, he's cool.
Excellent. Well, it's Daily Scramble Live. Maybe we'll throw in a game or a prize or two today as well on this Wednesday morning. KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. Appropriately, that song from Chick 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 is named AM/FM, and the album is called Strange Weather, isn't it?
Strange Weather on the FM AM this morning, yeah.
Isn't it?
It is, it is.
Did you see the sunrise today?
I saw it on your Facebook page.
No, that was the sunset yesterday. This is one thing I want to discuss, okay?
Yeah.
Weather is what it is. It's raining. It affects everybody. We all tend to talk about it. Right, okay. Moving on from that point.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we posted a few Facebook posts. One was saying, here's our thoughts in the Coachella lineup. Another one was saying, hey, you can win some tickets to this show at the Observatory. Just like and comment to win. Between those two posts, I think we got two likes.
Mm.
Okay. Then I happened to be on Main Beach last night at 5 o'clock and took a picture of the sun peeking its head out of the clouds right above the lifeguard tower.
Oh, that's why it says, you've got the tag that says, the sun came out just in time. That's why I thought it was this morning.
No, last night. 168 likes. You see what I'm getting at?
Well, that's because it doesn't work the way marketeers would have you believe the internet, does it?
No, it certainly does not.
You know, it's a very weird beast.
What can I do to get you, Facebook user, to pay attention to our posts that we care about rather than the posts that we're posting just for fluff? That's a deep marketing question, actually.
Well, it's probably the real simple marketing question. If we had somebody here who knew about marketing, we need an advertising person. We need a madman, don't
Ooh,
we?
That'd be good.
Yeah.
John Hamm.
Yeah.
Might they suggest we continue doing the same thing, posting the occasional beautiful sunset photo in order to...
It's to trick people.
Encourage engagement.
It's to trick people. People keep clicking on the thing, on the pictures of you know, a rabbit sleeping with a cat, whatever. And then the next thing, then a mouse on a skateboard, and then a gorilla bouncing on his whatever.
And then ways to donate to KX93.5.
Right, then click, oh, no, I just donated to KX93.5. I didn't mean to do that. But I thought, I was sure it was a gorilla bouncing on a bed.
You know what the absolute worst is, though?
Yeah.
If I could ban anything from the internet, it's the websites where it teases you with something, clickbaiting, it's called. Like, check this out, it's great.
Yeah.
And then you go there, and in order to see the information, you have to click through 20 slides.
Oh, yeah, I hate it.
Oh,
can't
man.
Can't stand it. Or you have to answer 8 questions. The worst, though, for me, is when you click on a website, a web page, and it's the simplest and oldest trick in the book. When an advert comes on, and there's audio.
It happens to you on the air sometimes.
I would never buy anything from those people. They appall me.
Has anybody ever bought something from an online pop-up ad? Has anybody moved their mouse slowly to the X button to exit out? They've been like, wait a second. I do need
insurance from these people. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know what people are thinking. But it must work. It must be like, you know.
It has to. How could it keep making so much money? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just disappointed in you yesterday. You, not you. You, the people. For liking only our sunset photo. There's a lot of good stuff on our Facebook that we care deeply about. Can you just like that too?
Sounds like begging. Sounds a bit pathetic.
It just made me feel better. That's all. Good morning, Jason Fetty.
Hey!
You promised me a fun story.
I'll find you one. It's very difficult. Good morning. Tyler's got himself his panties in a bunch over a news story, and we're going to talk about it right now. The gun thing, it's in the news, it's in the ether, everyone's talking about it. The president made a speech yesterday and got quite emotional when he told the world that he was going to really make sure that background checks were much more prevalent when buying guns from most places. You still buy a gun on the internet without a background check, but anyway, some people are very upset about this, and they one person online here is from Fox News, this woman from Fox News, I don't know what her name is, I really could care less, but she says that Obama is a sociopath and that law-abiding citizens are going to respect and abide by the law, whereas criminals are not. And then she says, period. So we've all got to listen. When a person says, period, that's the truth then, right? Oh, I can't stand it.
I don't like to make our show too political, which is why I avoid ranting on this subject. But if you want to do it, let's do it and have done it and then move on to fun things.
It's not just about politics. It's also about media. When a person in the media who's on a news show, who's supposed to be telling you the news, says things like, uses words like period, in what's not an opinion piece. They're doing the news about Obama's intended, Obama's intended making sure that everybody has a background check before they buy a gun. It's supposed to be a news story, but she's using words like, this is the right, but Obama's a sociopath, period. This is not news. This is just complete BS. And it's all down to this whole thing of this fetish about guns in this country. Why is everybody so, you're right, why is everybody so wound up about this? How could you say that, why is that an argument against regulating guns, saying that criminals will still be criminals and righteous people will still be righteous?
Well, they're saying that criminals will still find a way to get a gun.
Well, that may be true.
But plenty of criminals, including, and I correct me if I'm wrong, including the San Bernardino shooters, got their gun at a real gun store. They bought it at a store.
That's right.
So okay. I do not understand any reason at all why we wouldn't want people who are buying guns to be checked out more thoroughly. It doesn't make any sense to me why we would want it any other way.
It doesn't make sense. It's not rational. It's a fetish, Tyler. It's not about that. And it's, I'll tell you a story. I remember doing some work with a guy who was trying to get sober. And I'm sitting with him in his rehab. And his parents wouldn't talk to him. His wife had thrown him out of the house. His children wouldn't talk to him until he got sober. And his boss had said, if you don't get sober, you're going to lose your job, your high-powered job. All right? And he's sitting in a rehab, and he says to me, I said to him, what do you want? And he says to me, I want to be able to drink at weekends. And I said to him, your wife's not talking to you. Your boss is threatening to fire you. You've been thrown out of the house. Your parents and your children won't speak to you. And all you can think about is having a drink at weekends. Children are dying in schools, right? We've got war around the world. We've got people going crazy with guns. And all you can think about is, oh, I want the right to be able to go walk into Walmart and buy a weapon. It just doesn't make it. It's a pure cultural. All right, maybe it's selfish, but it's a cultural fetish. And the only way you're going to get around that is by regulating. There's nothing else you can do. Because you're right, murderers are going to murder. Haters going to hate, man. They are. But that doesn't mean you don't have a law against it. You do. You have a law against murder.
You know, right.
That's what laws are for. It's about changing the culture. And that's what we need to do in this country. Unfortunately, we have a gun culture here, which needs changing. And it's very difficult to argue with people who consider it. What they say is, it's my legal right. It's right. My constitutional right to own a gun.
That we're getting rid of liberty by disallowing it. But it's not even being disallowed. It's just that you got to go through a few more steps.
Right.
Right? It's just more checking.
Right. We're just regular. You know, we're not saying you can't drink, alcoholics. We're just saying that you need to be over 21. That's all it is.
I've never bought a gun, but from what I understand, if you go to a gun show, the background check is not as extensive as if you buy it from an accredited gun store.
Right.
I think they just give you a gun. I mean, I don't know that for sure. But
I don't know either.
But that's what he's saying is let's get it more regulated at gun shows and other places where guns are sold. Any place a gun is sold, you have a background check. Why on earth not?
Right, exactly. This is what I'm trying to say to you. That, and the reason why I make that connection between this alcoholic guy sitting in a rehab and somebody sitting at home posting on Facebook that Obama's a sociopath and it penalizes law-abiding gun owners. Does the law that makes alcohol unavailable to people under 21, does that law penalize other people who want to have a glass of wine twice a week? No, it doesn't. Absolutely not. And will, on the other hand, will 16-year-old kids crash the parents' cars drunk off their face? Yeah, they will. But we have a principle here in the law, and that's what the law is for. It's a principle. And fewer children die of alcoholic driving from DUIs than would be the case, we believe, if kids under 21 could drink and drive. It's a law. That's what it's for. And, right. You know, it doesn't stop your freedom. If anything, it's just supposed to make you more responsible. That's the point.
It does make me upset, but I feel like there's got to be something I'm missing. There's got to be something I'm uninformed about. And what it is that it's just not part of my culture.
Right,
I'm not interested in owning a gun.
Exactly, me too.
And it's not important to me. You know, I've never grown up shooting ducks in the backyard with my rifle.
Well, I'm arguing that you don't have that addiction or fetish.
Right. So in some ways, I cannot relate to the other side of the argument. And it's hard to see another side when you have no relation to it at all.
Well, okay, so it's like saying to an alcoholic, oh, what's wrong with you? Just stop. Just quit. Well, we all know from experience that that's not...
Right.
Doesn't work. So you have to make a law. You have to make a law. And so that's what Barack Obama wants to do, wants to make a law.
And it's not much. I don't think it's much. It's a small regulation.
Well, you know me, I'd ban them completely. Take them off the streets.
I wanted to get Esther's opinion, but then she started cleaning. Do you want to say anything, Esther, real quick? Quick sentence?
I don't know about Esther's opinion on guns, but the way she holds that Windex bottle,
yeah.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah, me too. Esther was going to share, but I think we got too into it.
Yeah.
And then she decided she was going to go back to dusting. She was standing at the microphone for 30 seconds, and she was like, nope.
No, I'm not doing this.
All right, we're going to go back to having fun now. Let's play a game in a little bit. Maybe you can win a prize. Dr. Dog's playing later this month. We'll get you some tickets.
Yeah, answer your question. Win a gun.
That was Dan Black with Symphonies. Before that, Iggy Pop with Search and Destroy. Generational alt-rock is pretty one of a kind here in Laguna Beach. You can read more online and follow along in our playlist at kx935.com. Also there, you'll find some music news. Yesterday, we said some of our favorite artists that are playing Coachella and tickets for Coachella 10 a.m. this morning. They're already saying, Jason, that day one of Coachella or weekend one is pretty much sold out, even though the tickets haven't gone on sale yet. So I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to go to straight to weekend two if you're trying to get tickets this morning.
How do they do that kind of poll? Where they're like down the pub. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm buying one. Yeah, I'm buying one.
Well, I think it must refer to pre-sale or comps or something like that. Yeah. So 10 a.m. today, that's when you can get them.
Talking to young people, as I do,
mm-hmm.
They're not that impressed by the Coachella lineup this year.
Really?
Yeah.
How many young people do you talk with?
Two yesterday.
Good survey.
It's probably the same sort of poll they do about pre-sale tickets.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it yesterday, but I feel the same way. I think they're trying to go too multi-genre these days, and it loses focus on what it's really about.
It doesn't matter, because they'll figure it out. Glastonbury Festival, I think I said yesterday, went the same way. It started out very alt-rock, and now,
Right.
Anybody and his dog can play there.
cool lineup at Bottle Rock, though, that you saw this morning in Napa.
Napa Valley, yeah.
With Red Hot Chili Peppers and Florence and the Machine and Stevie Wonder.
I know.
Our friend Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness is playing there. I thought that was really neat.
Go-Go. Anywhere that Go-Go Bordello is playing,
so fun.
Gotta be cool.
Oh, man, they're fun.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to play a game of Beat the Brit. That's where you get to compete against Jason with some simple American trivia history. Keep in mind, he's British,
yeah.
So you should probably win.
You should, and if you don't, that's another embarrassment for the United States.
But even if you don't win and people have lost, you still get a prize. So this morning, we're offering a $50.
$50, come on.
Massage.
Oh!
At Hand and Stone Massage.
Crikey!
$50 massage at Hand and Stone Massage. You can get a massage, folks, just for beating the Brit or not beating the Brit.
You
just have to play.
If you don't beat the Brit, I get the massage, right? That's how it works.
But you can go with them in a couple's massage setting.
No one's going to call.
All right. 949-715-5936. That's right. The phone number. Anybody can play. I promise you'll do fine. 949-715-KXFM to beat the Brit. Now. That is one of our top songs of 2015. Weezer's Thank God for Girls. They didn't release anything good in 2015 except for that song. And it made our list online at kx935.com. All right, it's time to play this.
1776 was a long time ago, my fellow Americans. Let's see if you've still got it. It's time to play Beat the Brit on KX935.
All right, we've got a caller. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Vic. I'm from Tustin.
Thank you for calling in. Have you ever played Beat the Brit before?
No, I have not.
Okay, so we have a Brit in studio.
Hello.
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 His name's Jason.
All right.
Basically, I'm going to ask you some American history questions.
Oh, God.
And
okay.
You have to answer more questions correct than the British man we have.
All right.
That's right. The whole game.
Bearing in mind that I've passed the civics test.
Okay, well, I'll bring my A game.
Bearing in mind that you probably went to school your whole life for American history.
Yeah.
That's the difference. All right.
Yeah.
So today's category is all about the Civil War. Okay? Everything's going to be about the Civil War. So first question, Vic, you'll take it first. Ready?
Okay.
What was an abolitionist?
An abolitionist was someone who wanted to free slaves.
Jason?
Yeah. Abolish slavery. How could a war be civil? There's no such thing as a civil war, is there really?
You're both right. It's a person who wanted to end slavery in the U.S. All right, we started easy. You both have a point. Jason, you'll answer the next one first.
Okay, here we go.
An event in 1861 triggered the start of the Civil War.
Oh.
Where did that happen, Jason?
Oh, I don't know where it happened or what it was. 1861, something happened. Somebody got shot.
No, I don't know what happened. Where did it?
Where did it happen? It happened in somewhere in Virginia.
Vic, what do you think?
Remember the event, but I forget. I'm just gonna say the South.
What did he say?
He said the South.
The South.
I'm gonna give it to Vic. He's more right.
No. Is he? Okay.
It was Fort Sumter. Fort Sumter.
What happened there?
The Confederate Army opened fire on the federal garrison and forced it to lower the American flag and surrender. Vic goes, yep.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Vic, you're one ahead.
All right, Vic, you'll take this next one first. Who was the president of the Confederacy when the Civil War ended?
Ooh.
It's in there somewhere.
Oh, my gosh, I know this. Oh, my God. Robert E. Lee?
Jason?
I'm going to say Jefferson Davis.
That's right. It is Jefferson Davis.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Oh, somewhere in there.
Wow.
It's
buried. Vic, it was Jefferson Davis.
Oh, my God. Send me away from this country. I'm sorry.
No, I don't know how I know that. I know very sort of random facts.
I feel like that was kind of a tough one. All right, moving on. Jason, you'll take this next one first.
Go on.
Who was the general of the Union Army and won the war?
Yes, he was very famous.
Very famous.
I know Jefferson Davis, but I can't. The president of the Union Army was General.
Nope. Vic, what do you think?
Ah.
Grant?
Yes, Grant. Ulysses S. Grant.
Of course it was.
Good job.
See, it's just too early in the morning. You can't make me do this.
All right. It's tied. It's tied, and I have one more question.
This is just like the Civil War.
All right, last question. Vic, you'll take this. What does the 13th Amendment of the Constitution say?
Oh, my God. Wow. I'm sure it protects states' rights of something. I don't know. I love the First Amendment. Big fan. big fan of several of the other ones as well. 13 doesn't ring a bell.
Vic, think about the category.
Oh my gosh! It grants personhood to all peoples, right? It grants equality.
Jason, what would you say?
Yeah, isn't it employment rights for? Isn't it that what it is for black and people for all people?
You're both wrong, but Vic's closer. It simply abolishes slavery.
Oh, yeah,
the
really?
13th Amendment abolishes slavery.
Well,
in
that's employment rights, isn't it?
Hey, Vic, guess what?
Hi.
You won.
What?
Yeah, I knew you would.
Yeah.
I knew you would.
All right. Awesome. Great job. You win a $50 massage at Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
It's very nice. I'm jealous of you.
Vic, thank you for calling in and playing Beat the Brit, because today you beat the Brit.
Yeah.
All right.
Nicely done, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, we'll see you later.
Your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
It's definitely been a minute, Linda Halligan.
It's been a minute or two, yeah. Tyler Russell. Jason Fetty.
He's so busy.
You want to chime in over
here,
buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. What?
You're physically here, but mentally...
Oh, I'm never really, yeah.
Nice to have you back.
So, thank you. Happy belated birthday
thank
to you.
Thank you very
and
much.
And Happy New Year to you guys.
Yes, yes, yes. Definitely a hiatus from top five, but basically we count down a top five something here in Laguna Beach on a weekly basis. Linda's very in tune in the entertainment world.
Thank you.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, we've got the Golden Globes coming up
Indeed.
This Sunday. The first big awards show of the season, I would say. And so what I want to do is count down the top five. These are my personal choices, of course. The top five performances, supporting performances that I've seen recently. These are Golden Globe type movies.
Yeah.
But these actors are not nominated. I'm not saying they necessarily should be nominated, but these performances made me smile, they made me laugh, they moved me, and they just really impressed me.
So it's the top five performances that did not get nominated.
Not nominated.
All right.
So, and they're not getting a ton of buzz.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in big movies. One is nominated for some other things, but we'll get to that.
All right.
And I first want to start off by saying my favorite performance of the year,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen most of the movies, there are a few I haven't, Alicia Vikander in The Danish Girl.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I saw it yesterday. She is fantastic. She's nominated for that movie and for Ex Machina.
Oh,
it looks like Ex Machina.
That is an unbelievable movie.
So she's the AI.
Yeah,
and she was also in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I thought she pretty much stole the show, even though I love Henry Cavill.
Wow, what a big year
too.
For that random girl.
Yeah, and let me just say, she's nominated for Best Actress for Golden Globes, but for critics and SAG and that kind of thing, she's nominated sometimes for Best Supporting Actress. This is definitely a lead actress role. It's almost more her story than Eddie Redmayne.
What's
almost.
Your favorite performance of the year, Jason?
What movie? Are we on the air?
Wake up, Jason.
What
we talk movies and he kind of tunes out.
I'd like to see it. I've seen Ex Machina on Netflix. Is it on Netflix? I think it is.
Ex Machina?
Yeah. Ex Machina.
No, I got it on Redbox.
I'm not ever pronouncing it like that.
Ex Machina.
It's Machina.
It's
all right, Ex Machina.
Excellent movie. AI and a guy lives in a big house. The girl's a robot. You're trying to figure out what's going on. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it. No.
Well, let's see if you've seen any of these top five, Jason.
Yeah.
All right, number five, I'm going with John Goodman from Trumbo.
Right.
I loved him in this movie. Of course, he became a household name in Roseanne, and he's taken on some really good film roles in recent years. And I love seeing him in this movie because he plays sort of one of the Weinstein brother types, right? And he is this B-movie producer, and he's just hilarious. He doesn't care what anybody says, what anybody does. I mean, some of his lines and the way he delivers them are just fantastic.
Yeah.
He really brings a lot of light to this
movie. That's the one about
movie.
The elephant that can't fly. Trumbo. Trumbo the elephant. No?
Trumbo the Dumbo?
No. Everybody's saying that's a great movie. Actually, I haven't seen it yet.
I liked it a lot. I liked it very much. So, check out that movie. I liked the movie. Helen Mirren is nominated for her role, but and also, of course, Bryan Cranston, who's great. But number four, we'll move on. Have you seen Trumbo?
I haven't seen Trumbo.
You haven't? Okay.
No.
Check it out.
Forgive me.
It's actually a lot of really great performances in there. Louis C.K. is in there, Diane Lane. So a lot
Star
of really
studded.
Great. Yeah. So check it out. Number four, Virginia Madsen in Joy.
Yeah.
She plays Jennifer Lawrence's mom. Jason has this look on his face.
I haven't seen it. I wish I had.
I have seen Joy.
Okay.
All I can do is make snide and probably unfunny, irritating comments.
And that's why you're here. That's so go ahead.
Please continue.
Well, Virginia Madsen plays Jennifer Lawrence's mom.
Right.
And she is this woman who never leaves the house. Not only the house, she never leaves her bedroom, really. She watches soap operas all the time. She looks good doing it, but she doesn't have any goals. She can't do anything for herself. She relies on her daughter to take care of everything. And she's just, I thought she was wonderful in this. She was nominated for an Oscar and a Golden Globe years ago for Sideways. I didn't really think at the time that that nomination was so warranted, but I do like her in this movie.
I don't know if her role was prominent enough.
No, not to be nominated. That's what I'm saying. But it is. I thought it was just a really great role for her.
Definitely one that makes you warm.
Doesn't it make you warm and fuzzy inside?
Yeah. She got the idea in the end that it's better to get out of bed. Is that what happens? And she discovers
maybe.
Joy.
Is the question.
Yes,
the
joy she may or may not meet somebody.
Do you have any idea what Joy's about?
No, I want you to explain to me. Is it about, it's like where, blah, 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 right?
That's exactly
right. It's a philosophical idea about how you attain joy.
Yes, that's exactly what it's about.
And
wow.
And the answer to that is what? Doing things.
It's about a woman named Joy.
Yes.
Ah.
Who goes into basically product sales and invention.
QVC, based on a true story.
Yep.
Right. I'm making the follow-up, Oi, which is about a Jewish woman who doesn't do anything, just gets more and more miserable as the whole
thing
goes on.
I've already seen that movie. It's amazing. All right. A great supporting cast in Joy as well. I mean, Robert De Niro, Isabella Rossellini is wonderful, Diane Ladd. All right, let's move on to number three.
Number three.
Okay, yes.
Star-studded cast in number three as well. The Big Short.
Uh-huh.
Now, we've got nominations for Steve Carell, fantastic, also for Christian Bale, but Ryan Gosling is just as strong as those two.
I haven't seen Big Short yet.
You haven't seen it?
No.
I haven't yet. No,
gotta see it.
I will see that film.
Ryan Gosling, when I first saw the preview, I knew he was in the movie, but I didn't immediately realize it was Ryan Gosling. He has dark hair, dark contacts, he's got sort of this weird hairpiece.
So he's not the hunky, sexy guy that you're used to?
You know, he's not, but he thinks he's really good looking, and, you know, maybe
that's just as important.
Right, yeah. But he's cocky, he's smart, he's funny. I mean, every time he's on screen, I just have a smile on my face.
Are you a woman who for whom Ryan Gosling, like, conquers all? Is the god of your love?
Well, my husband is sitting right next to me. He's the only one who
I know, but we're talking about Ryan Gosling, though.
Jeff Olson. Ryan Gosling is a talented and handsome man.
All right.
And he was very ripped in that one movie.
I'll say it. I mean, I love him.
It's a strange name, isn't it? Gosling. It's a baby goose.
Crazy Stupid Love. I think
strange name.
Okay. Are you ready for number two?
Yes.
You may not know who this is, Jason.
Go on.
In fact, I will bet money on it.
I don't know who it is. Go on.
Number two, Jacob Tremblay.
Oh, of course.
In Room.
Jacob Tremblay.
Have you seen Room?
Room is the best movie of the year.
Really good.
And it's Jacob Tremblay, the kid.
He's the kid. He plays a five-year-old kid.
Unbelievable.
Thank you. He is fantastic. He plays a five-year-old kid. Just to give you a little bit of knowledge about this movie, it's about a woman who gets kidnapped when she's a teenager, and this man puts her in this room with no windows. She has his baby eventually, and that child has never seen the outside world. They have television, so he sort of has an idea of it, but he thinks it's, I mean, he doesn't even know what's real and what to believe because he's never seen the real world at all. And then she, I don't want to ruin anything, but she finally, when he becomes five, she is like, this is no life, obviously. And so she tries to figure out a way for him to get out. And this kid, he really leads the movie. I mean, Brie Larson is fantastic, too. She's nominated. She may win Best Actress.
I can't believe that kid didn't get nominated.
Not for a Golden Globe, but he is nominated for Young Actor for the Critics' Choice.
Yeah.
And he's nominated for Best Supporting Actor in the SAG Awards. So he's the only one of this list.
He better get an Oscar nomination.
We'll see, but I mean, this guy. And you know what?
I love
this
kid.
He's five. He's nominated for an ice cream.
He's not five. He's like 10.
He's talented.
Yeah.
And you know what? He came off the Smurfs 2 and some other kids' movies. So to go from those movies to this, to Room, which is just incredible. If you haven't seen it,
was that your favorite of the year?
One of my favorites.
All right. It was by far mine.
I love The Big Short.
I haven't seen a couple, obviously.
Okay.
There's a sense in which when you introduce a very young child into Hollywood,
yeah,
and then they grow up in that environment, you've kind of put them in a little room. where the, the world is not real.
Right, but if the parents do a good job of raising them and not let them get into all that trouble.
It's all, I blame the parents, absolutely.
Very metaphorically, yeah.
Well, no, what? It's not all their fault. Okay.
Number one,
I will give you number
actor?
One, but I will also tell you that one of my other favorites of the movie was pretty much shut out of the Golden Globes, straight out of Compton. I think it should be nominated for an Oscar. There's 10 Best
Everybody
Picture
loved
nominees,
that movie.
And there were so many incredible performances. Most of those actors we haven't really seen before.
Yeah,
really fantastic. So, okay, number one comes from a movie I actually didn't really care for that much. It had its moments. Great cast, Rachel Weisz in Youth.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what that is? Jane Fonda is nominated.
I have not seen that one. Nor
for
have
Best
I
Supporting
heard,
Actress
heard of
at
it.
Golden Globes. Okay. So
Rachel Weisz is playing the lead role in Oi.
She could. She could play pretty much anything. Jane Fonda is nominated for Best Supporting Actress for this movie. It has Michael Caine, Harvey Keitel, Paul Dano. It has a really good cast. It's weird. I do like weird movies. I didn't care much for this one. But I will tell you, seeing Rachel Weisz and Jane Fonda is reason enough. Plus Harvey Keitel. I mean, all the other actors are really good in it. Rachel Weisz, she plays the daughter of Michael Caine. And at first you think, yeah, this is just sort of a whatever role.
Jason, do your Michael Caine real quick.
He's only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
He always does his Michael Caine impression.
That's really my good. Michael Caine impression, yeah.
That's really good. I thought I was sitting here with Michael Caine.
My name is Michael Caine. Not a lot of people know that.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Linda. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I'm in shock because I feel like I'm sitting next to Michael Caine right now and you didn't tell
Get
me that you're
Rachel
going to have a celebrity on.
Who's that Rachel Weisz? Get her in here. I want her in here.
Jason?
I don't know. Rachel Weisz, Ava and I hate her.
Why?
Well, because it's
Is
nice.
Ava your wife?
Yeah, it's good to hate one actor, isn't it? You know.
But there's so many others you can hate.
Yeah, no.
Why hate her?
You know, she reminds me of that other bird, the Welsh bird who's married to, what's his face?
Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yeah.
No!
Annoying.
I like her.
Yeah.
Annoying. All right. I think there are many more annoying actresses. Okay, Rachel Weisz, however you'd like to say it. There's a scene in this movie. She plays Michael Caine's daughter, like I mentioned, and she's also his assistant. He's a conductor. And you think that she likes him and she's, you know, caring for him and whatever. They're both on massage tables, and she just starts into this. She has this monologue that goes on for quite a while.
Has she got a kit off in
this
scene?
One take. What?
Is she naked in this scene?
You don't see any nudity from her.
I'd like her better if we saw a bit more of her body.
You do see some nudity from other people. So if you want to see youth for that reason, go for it. But she goes on, and this is such a moving performance. She just basically rips into him about her entire childhood, how he treated her, how he treated his wife, her mother, how he neglected them both, how, you know, all he ever cared about was making music. And, I mean, it's really incredible. And like I say, it's one take. And she's just laying there.
Yeah.
And it's a close-up on her face. And she just goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's so real. It's gritty. I thought it was fantastic. She should be nominated for this scene alone. Will she be? Probably not.
I love this list because the media does a lot to talk about exactly who's nominated and why. But
right.
Rarely do we look at the leftoffs and analyze those performances. Yeah. So
right.
I think it's great, Linda Halligan.
That's why I wanted to do it. I'm glad you like it.
Yes.
And we've got one big movie opening Friday.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Actor, The Revenant.
Gotta see it.
I have not seen it, you know. Yeah. I have a friend who's a critic, and she went to a screening. She said that he will win the Oscar this year. I imagine he'll win the Golden Globe as well. This is the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. They love Leonardo DiCaprio. I think this is finally his year. And let's be honest, he's one of our greatest actors of this day.
But he's been snubbed for his whole life.
He's been snubbed. And yeah. I think he should have won years ago for What's Eating Gilbert Grape when he was a kid. For Best Supporting Actor, he lost to Tommy Lee Jones in The Fugitive. And no offense, I like Tommy Lee Jones, but I thought Leonardo deserved it then. I think he will probably get it this year. I'll see the movie. I'll let you know what I think.
All right. Linda Halligan, top five on KX93.5, facebook.com/LindaHalliganTV for more. And we'll have this podcast online if you missed some of the countdown today. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sunday,
Nice, Golden Globes. Have fun up in the snow, wherever you're going. Or you've just come back?
No, we just came back.
Right, and now
you're
going
Big Bear.
To LA, that's right.
Yes. So and Ricky Gervais. Are you a fan of Ricky Gervais? He's hosting. Yeah. All right. So maybe you'll tune in or not.
Just one more Michael Caine before we go.
One more.
Where's that Ricky Gervais? Get him in here.
I'm Michael Caine.
Hey,
that's local music from a band called Water District. Speaking of local, in just a little bit after 9 a.m., a solo project by Jake London, or City of Neon, will be in studio. He's got a show tomorrow night at the Wayfair in Costa Mesa, and he'll be debuting two songs from an upcoming EP, debuting, I mean, like never heard before on radio or otherwise, on our station at about 9:30 today. Jason, are you ready for this?
Here's the sorbet of the day.
You know what? I'm gonna pick from the bag.
You're gonna pick from the bag.
I'm just gonna pick from the bag.
All right.
Today, it's the sorbet of the day. It's if you like me, wake up feeling confused and irritated. Then you should have a sorbet of the day. It's supposed to be a cleanser for your mental thing. It's supposed to be a loofah for your loaf, is what it is for. And you should sit in a meditational position, preferably feet on the ground, legs uncrossed. Okay. Put your fingers out like the Buddha, you know. Make look like you're saying, okay, with both hands. Right? Here's one. Maybe I fear things going wrong so much that I preempt them not getting excited about them when they appear to be going well. Hey?
What?
That's not funny, is it? That's quite a serious one.
One more time, please.
Okay. Maybe I fear things going wrong so much that I preempt them by not getting excited about them when they appear to be going well. I'm going to say it one more time.
Still not
getting
it.
We're going to move on from this. Maybe I fear things going wrong so much. Maybe there's fear. I'll say it. Maybe I fear things going wrong so much that I preempt them by not getting excited about them when they appear to be going well.
Yeah, I kind of get it.
Yeah, so do I. Kind of do.
Maybe you don't.
You don't want to get overexcited about things, though, either, do you? It's a balance.
Hey, you know the band LCD Sound System?
Yeah.
They're reuniting at Coachella after a four-year hiatus and saying they were never going to play together again.
Yeah.
This upset a lot of fans because they were like, hey, man, we already gave you up. Now you're coming back. And the lead singer said, huh, I didn't realize people would react that way. Anyway, they're releasing a new album in 2016, and they're going on a multi-city, multi-country tour, right. Not just Coachella.
Right.
So with that, let us celebrate with a song by LCD Sound System called Drunk Girls.
Daily Scramble Live.
Yeah, that's our morning show, Daily Scramble Live from 7 to 9. We focus on talk and fun and games and prizes. And then at 9 a.m., we switch mostly to music. That's when we have all of our musical guests. And today, again, City of Neon will be in studio debuting some songs and preparing for a show tomorrow at the Wayfair. Jason, this morning, you promised me, amidst all of our serious news, we'd have a fun story.
I've got some ideas.
I got one, too.
Go on, then. I've got some one-liners.
Oh, yeah?
I was thinking that sorbet was weird, so I went online to find some other ones.
Some jokes.
This British comedian called Tommy Cooper. How about this? Well, my wife and I were married in a toilet. It was a marriage of convenience. Hey.
What?
Never mind. I went into a French restaurant, and I said to the waiter, have you got frogs? Have you got frogs legs? He said, yes. So I said, well, hop in the kitchen and make me a cheese sandwich.
That's pretty good.
I love it.
How about a story about a guy who smuggled heroin into a hospital?
Really?
By putting syringes in a bean burrito. He dropped off food for a hospital worker or for a patient, and a hospital worker checked the food and found a syringe with heroin inside a burrito.
Well, guy's got hit by a car and he's addicted to heroin. And, you know, heroin addicts spend their entire day looking for heroin. And then he's got, no, it's really ruined his day in a way that isn't even...
He didn't plan.
You and I would be like, all right, we're in hospital, okay, just, you know.
But he's in a hospital and needs some heroin.
And he needs some heroin on top of the morphine they may be giving him. I don't know.
I don't know if I'd want it in a bean burrito. I mean, at least like a veggie one maybe so it doesn't mess up the syringe. But you've got now beans on your syringe.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want that floating around in your veins, do you? Last night, I dreamt I ate a 10-pound marshmallow. When I woke up, the pillow was gone. Sorry.
So stupid.
It's stupid, isn't it? And there's some good ones, though. These are good dad jokes. My father-in-law's coming from England today.
Ah.
So, and I miss my dad, who died a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about my wife's father coming over. Because it'd be like having a dad guy around. Sort of dad type.
He's going to, like, play golf and talk about women.
We won't
like...
play golf, but we'll eat.
Yeah.
And we'll laugh. Yeah. And we'll get food down our front. lovely lad, just like being with my dad.
Oh, I'm glad you get to do that.
He said, I'm going to chop off the bottom of one of your trouser legs and put it in a library. And I thought, that's a turn up for the books.
All right, Trey Anastasio here on KX93.5.
Sometimes it's hard to keep track.
This is KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and we're really excited this morning to feature a musician that we know very well and another one that we're learning more about this morning. City of Neon, a.k.a. Jake London in studio. How are you, sir?
Morning. How
nice to have you. And Morgan Mallory, a veteran of KX93.5.
Top of the morning to you.
Welcome back.
Top of the Morgan to you. Where are you? Are you behind the computer screen?
Yeah, hello.
So you guys have a show tomorrow at the Wayfair in Costa Mesa, which is doing really cool things over the past couple of years since it's kind of transferred its identity. And you, Jake, are debuting some songs on our station this morning.
Correct.
That have never been heard by the public.
No one's heard them.
Wow. We're proud of that.
I'm excited.
Why'd you pick us?
Because this is my hangout. Why not?
You play downstairs a lot.
I play downstairs. I play all over the place.
At the Wine Gallery.
So,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're very happy that you're doing that with us. Tell us about the EP, the 6-song EP.
Sure.
And its origin and whatever.
EP is called Ruminator. It's a 6-song EP. And origin kind of came about a delineation from my folk singer-songwriter days. And I kind of wanted to find a different sound. So I kind of went into a more pop rock, kind of an 80s-esque vibe. So,
cool.
Yeah.
We're talking about how it's kind of hard. There's a lot of first name, last name singers in the world. You know, a lot. So maybe picking up a moniker is the right thing to do.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy, but you know.
There's cool. One right there.
Yeah. Morgan Mallory.
You have a pretty unique first name, last name.
Yeah, no one ever expects me to be a dude.
No, I didn't.
The M squared. I love it.
It is difficult, though. You've got to sing a songwriter. You want to transition to a band. You take up a name. You could either do that or try and convince the rest of the world to do it. Like everybody other than musicians should just have a name. Like just some people, like your mom. You could call your mom. I don't know what you call. What would you call your mom? Turbo.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
I don't know. I just kind of know I come with that. I've never met your mom, so I don't know, but.
She's cool.
Yeah. Mark could call my mom. Could be Turbo. What?
Yeah, you know.
You're don't so look at me weird. Like that. I don't know. No, it's a tough thing. It's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's been a weird thing, but it's cool. I'm excited about it. It hasn't been easy, but.
There's all kinds of good reasons for doing it. It's like getting married. There are tax advantages, number one.
Right.
It's having a band. Because they can't write to you personally. You can just be. You can incorporate the band, right? You can't incorporate yourself, but you can come. And then also, you know, if you get sick of the bass player, you can kick him out and you don't have to change the name.
Still, that's true. Yeah.
You know,
that's
if you're true. Simon and Garfunkel and you kick Garfunkel out.
It's true.
Which Paul Simon must have wanted to do on a daily basis since the day you met him. You know, you've got to, once you lose him, that's it. You can't be Simon and Garfunkel anymore unless you get his sister in or whatever.
What's her name?
Well, something Garfunkel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, just undergo a huge talent search for anyone with the last name Garfunkel. Just hope that they have something.
Go through the phone book.
Excuse me, Garfunkel. We have an opening.
Is this Mr. Garfunkel? Yeah. Well, he play guitar or anything? Okay. Tambourine? No? Oh.
Go figure. We need a Garfunkel.
Sounds like you guys have got it figured out.
Anyway, it was nice. Yeah. Nice of you to come in, and we'll see you next
thanks
time.
Thanks for coming
Cheers.
In. Yeah. So tomorrow the show 8:30 at the Wayfair. Who else is on the bill?
So it's. Morgan here, myself, and David Rosales.
Cool.
Yes.
And then we're going to hear a bunch of songs from you this morning. Jake's going to play a couple or one live, and we'll debut those ones from your EP.
Yes.
And then Morgan's going to do the same, play a cover for us, and play a song from his unreleased album. When does the EP come out?
February 16th.
Cool.
Yeah.
On all digital devices
all
and whatnot?
All digital devices and
all
whatnot.
All right. Are you selling you're not selling anything tomorrow?
I've got a few very select. I have a handful.
All right.
So...
Well, that's nice of you.
Jack the price. No,
get the very, very early release edition.
Don't go straight.
Yeah,
scrilly.
Exactly.
All right.
I'm selling the rest of my CD collection tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about that.
Well, what are you going to play for us?
Okay, so this first track that I'm going to do acoustically is kind of the middle of the album. It's called Wild Eyes, and it's probably the slower, more mellow of the tunes. So,
cool. Whenever you're ready. City of Neon. In studio now, live set for us on KX93.5.
There's a ghost on the radio, driving down the 101. I'm making movies up in my head, thinking about all the things I've done. You see the stitches up on my sleeve, I'm still mining for the best of me. There's something hiding in your wild eyes, can you tell me if I'm still alive? Oh, and take me away. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. Hold back, love me like you mean it. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. You found me in a shallow pool, staring up into the stars. Two broken kids with a wrong to prove, becoming dancers in the dark. Meet me in that teenage dream, let the walls come crashing down. The night was meant for you and me, wearing crimson and a crown. Oh, and take me away. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. You find, walk with me a million miles, don't ever lose sight with those wild eyes. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. I said don't love me like you mean it. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it. Don't hold back, love me like you mean it.
Yeah, man. Great.
It's good writing right there.
Beautiful.
It's called Wild Eyes.
Yeah. Very cool.
Thank you.
Nice job. City of Neon. That's live music on KX93.5. Again, tomorrow at the Wayfair, 8:30. You can see him. You can see Morgan Mallory. You can see David Rosales. And we're going to hear from Morgan Mallory in a minute. But now, the moment we've been teasing all morning, Jake, the debut of your songs.
All right, let's do it.
And we're very proud to do this. We're debuting music from his EP, which again is called...
Ruminator.
Ruminator.
Yes.
And what's the first song that we're going to play?
First song is called Electric Love.
And then it goes into the next track, which
It'll go right into the next track, which is called Out of My Head. And a few people might have heard Electric Love on a couple of recent blog posts and such.
Cool.
However, not on air. And the other one, no one has heard yet.
Awesome. Well, we're so thrilled to do this. It means a lot to us to debut music, especially from local artists who kind of rely on us for that. So thank you for allowing us to. Two songs from City of Neon now as a debut on KX93.5.
Moving through the faded light, feels like something from a dream. Smell of skin is in the air. Your hungry eyes are feeding me. Tell me up and wreck the room. stink. I like it when they love. She is electric.
Get out, get out.
That is two songs in a row from the new EP from City of Neon, a.k.a. Jake London, in studio now. The EP is called Ruminator. It comes out next month. Awesome stuff, man.
Thank you.
Great
Thank
production
you so much,
value,
man.
All done locally with local musicians in Orange County.
So grateful
centric
to have those guys.
Stuff. I love it. Tomorrow at the Wayfair is where you can see City of Neon and also Morgan Mallory, who's right over there. Hi,
What's
Morgan.
Up?
Hello.
Hello.
So cool. This is great. I love having you guys in studio, and your music is excellent. So no complaints from me.
Go.
Your new record comes out in spring,
mid spring, yeah.
Right? And that, no, we're familiar with you, and we've had your music for a while, and we saw you play Local Brews, Local Grooves, or whatever it was at House of Blues. I can never
it's a fantastic event.
I never get the name right. but you've never released an album, or an EP, or anything.
Nothing.
So you've been working on it for a while. You've been letting it ruminate.
I like that.
Percolate.
So why now? What's the...
Everything finally came together. Just been... kind of putting all the pieces together for the past maybe like 5 years. There are songs on this record that were written like it feels like a lifetime ago. But as a solo artist, you need a team. Like you need a good team. And I found the right people after I moved down here 2 years ago from Portland. And
Woo-hoo!
There are these incredible musicians that go by the name The Hitstorm. And they're sort of like Orange County's Wrecking Crew.
Okay.
From back in the day, if you remember, if that rings a bell at all. And they're these dudes, Phil, Ryan, and Justin, and Steve Majora from time to time, who they just knock it out of the park every single thing.
They're like OC's house band.
Oh, seriously.
They're legit.
Yeah.
They're legit dudes.
Whoever you are, you should hire them.
And you guys, I think this is amazing. You didn't really know each other, but you ended up using the same players.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
For each of your albums independently from one another.
And then we met each other after.
And it just so happens you've got a show together tomorrow night that works out nicely because the same people are on our record.
Right.
So let's just share them for the show.
All the instruments stay on stage.
Yeah.
We had these illegitimate children that ended up meeting on the playground.
True. Yeah. Up in Portland.
Oh, yeah. We're both from Portland.
We're both from Portland.
And you both have beards.
Yeah. Mine's a little shorter.
Yeah, but I see the potential.
Yeah, no, it could get big.
Oh, you have massive potential.
The Revenant. That's my goal.
Well, we're excited to hear some stuff from you now, Morgan, as well. You're going to do a cover for us.
Yeah.
Oh, before we get to that, quickly, your album, the proceeds are charitable.
Right. Okay, so the whole thing happened last year. Everything from front to back. We crowdfunded it on GoFundMe. We raised $8,000 between 150 different people, and that got the project running.
Awesome.
We were able to do it at Hybrid. And I got all the right people for that. But then the main point was when it was all said and done that I would kick back a large portion of it to arts education programs, which are drastically cut. Like a bunch of them got cut from the school that I went to. It's a big deal to me. So just around Christmas, I was able to cut some checks to arts organizations that really helped me develop.
From excess funds from the Kickstarter?
There were no excess funds from the Kickstarter. one of the stipulations was half the proceeds of the record sales.
Got
so
it.
Physical copies, in a day and age where physical copies don't get sold,
yeah.
We were able to sell, from an unreleased album, we were able to sell enough for me to cut a few $100 checks to these arts organizations.
Good for you, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like none of it went back into my pocket, and it felt really good to like, here's a scholarship for some 14-year-old kid who can't afford to go to camp this year.
Yeah.
Right. That sort of thing.
Well, it seems like your intentions are in the right place, and it seems like you kind of have there's a more important meaning behind what you're doing rather than your own personal.
Well, I wouldn't have moved down here. I wouldn't have found the guys in Hitstorm. I wouldn't have done this record if the planets hadn't aligned.
Yeah.
And just found all the right people with the right hearts.
A lot to be thankful for.
Oh, so much. Yeah.
All right. We'll play that tune for us. Then we're also going to play a song from your unreleased album, the lead single and the first track.
Mm-hmm.
But first, start with that cover. That sounded really cool in soundcheck.
Cool.
All right.
We were victims of the the chemical, physical, kryptonite, helpless to the base in the fading light. Oh, we were bound to get together, bound to get together. She took my arm, I don't know how it happened. We hit the floor and she said,
and some beat up sneaks. My discontent, Juliet, teenage dream. I felt it in my chest and she looked at me. I knew we were bound to be together, bound to be together. She took my arm, I don't know how it happened. We hit the floor and she said, oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh.
Yeah. Great. Awesome, man.
Very cool.
Morgan Mallory. You know, we were one of the first stations in America to play Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance. And cool. Now we're the first station to play Morgan Mallory's cover of Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance.
Inception.
I'm proud of that, too. Jason Fett, anything you want to say to these gentlemen before we leave?
Oh, I hope you've all got jobs as well. It's such a hard game. You know, I really feel for you and respect is due. Such good songwriter, especially the Walk the Moon song. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Well, I wrote that for them.
But silly.
Just kidding.
But you guys are writers, and you're out there sharing your passion, and you're burying your souls, and no doubt getting all kinds of sexually transmitted diseases in the process. And I'm really proud of you. It's good to
Thank
see.
You. Yeah, you know, you've been like a father to me, so to hear you say that.
Are you my father?
I just got to live up to your example, so...
You may not want to do that.
That City of Neon like and Morgan Mallory performing tomorrow at the Wayfair in Costa Mesa. David Rosales also on that bill. We're going to leave you with the lead track on Morgan Mallory's unreleased album. What's it called? Manifesto?
The record is called Manifesto, yes.
And the track is called Larger Than This Life. Mm-hmm.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.
Yeah, take care.
Noble at heart, but who will we test the